My dog, Bloon, is a 6-year-old giant, fluffy, husky rescue who has the eyes of an angel, but the energy of a rabid raccoon. She never stops. And especially during the winter when it's dark and cold, it can get tough to find ways to keep her tame and me sane. But over the years, I've discovered one way to truly, truly tire her out and also have fun in the process is ski-joring.
Okay, ready, baby? Ready? Hey, let's go, let's go! Go, Bunny, go! Come on, let's go!
It's a winter sport where you essentially tie yourself to your dog while on skis, and they pull you down a trail. Kind of like mushing for one.
Come on, Bunny, let's go!
And even though I've been doing it for 5 years now, I've still got a lot to learn. So I talked with some professionals to come up with 4 main takeaways on how to make the quirky sport fun for both you and your pup.
Go, Bunny, go! Go, Bunny, go! Go, Bunny!
Kelsey Johnson got her start ski-joring after she adopted her first of 3 huskies more than a decade ago. Tip number 1, don't force it. Make sure your dog wants to pull you. For Johnson and her dog Loki, that was pretty easy.
I put him in a harness, fully prepared for him not to pull or do anything, and he took off, and we had a blast.
Since then, she's been hooked. She's now the co-president of the Alaska Ski-Joring and Polk Association, a nonprofit based in Fairbanks that promotes recreational and competitive ski-joring in the interior.
I think it's something really cool that I can share with my dogs. It gets them exercising. It lets them run at the speed that they want. They always have this sort of stupid, happy look on their face when they're out there ski-joring.
Tip number 2 is to find the right gear for you and your dog. Besides skis, you need a good harness for your dog. A sturdy line that connects you to your dog, and a good belt with a quick release mechanism, in case your dog gets distracted. That leads to tip number 3. Train your dog, and yourself, to avoid any unnecessary squirrel-induced wipeouts or running into trees at full speed. Kelsey says teaching your dog some basic verbal cues can save you from a lot of wipeouts.
A lot of people use G for right, haw for left, easy to slow down, but you can use anything you want.
Come on, guys. We gotta go. There you go.
That's Becky Schaefer, ski-joring with her pack of 2 pups at Campbell Tract in East Anchorage in early February.
Yeah, somebody peed there.
Schaefer is a part of the Anchorage Ski-Joring Club. She says ski-joring with her dogs Kai and Axe is always the highlight of her winter.
Going out on a trail with my dog is the most amazing thing, and it totally resets me.
Tip number 4 is to prepare for your dog to, you know, be a dog and do exactly what you don't want them to do. Schaefer has a lot of experience with this.
I mean, there's the classic, you have 2 dogs and they run on each side of a light pole or a bollard, and then they hit the end of their line and they kind of bonk together. But if depending on how fast you're going, you hit the pole.
For Schaefer, ski-joring is much more than just a way to exercise her dogs and herself. It's something that deepens her bond with her dogs.
I think the best thing about ski-joring is when you come home from work or you come home from classes, that your dog is there. And if your dog is like my dog, they'll tell you they want to go out and ski-jore. And it gets me through many days in the winter.
And if you're a responsible dog owner and care about community hygiene, take note of this bonus tip from Tristan Knutson-Lombardo, the executive director of the Juneau Nordic Ski Club. He says always remember to pick up your dog's poop.
Just being good stewards of the poop that our dogs leave behind and picking it up, knowing that there's going to be lots of people that come after us to use this trail.
He says a beautiful snowy trail can transform into a brown and stinky slip and slide all too quickly. So you do your part and I'll do mine.
Man, that is stinky. Oh my God. What did you eat?
On the trails in Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.